How can we know the facts of history are true if the events were in the distant past and are only known to us through records, especially since records can be fictionalized? Is there a difference between myself as an atheist and a religious person this issue? For example, I argue that it is impossible to feed 5,000 people with two fish and a loaf of bread. They say that it's impossible to know if Fort Ticonderoga was captured during the Revolutionary War, because in both cases we are relying only on records, and therefore the choice of records to believe is simply a matter of faith. So the founding fathers and Adam and Eve are in the same boat epistemologically. How do we know which really existed? And I say, to begin with, history is not based on indiscriminate, quote, records. In other words, things that people have said or laid down or written is not the source of history. Because that would have to include ancient myths and all manner of, quote, miracles, cited by the credulous throughout history and around the world, and in every kind of religion. Before you can touch a document, a testimony, a so-called eyewitness, etc., you have to know the metaphysics and epistemology of the document. Is it something by its nature compatible, nature being reality and being governed by cause and effect, and with an epistemology of reason, that is, thought based on observation? In other words, is it something that could be reached by scientific rational means? Then that's one criterion, not the only one. By this standard, miracles are out by definition. It doesn't make any difference how many thousand observers claim to have seen it. And it doesn't make any difference how many records they produce. Faith does not validate records. So how do you tell then what is a valid record? Not simply that it is not mystical, because there may be a lot of falsehoods recorded for a variety of reasons, including just inadvertent error. So you can't take everything that's non-mystical and say, okay, therefore it must be true. It must be within a historical context. It must integrate with all our knowledge of man, of what's possible, of the nature of development that's possible, and of the context and the consequences. For example, if someone says Adam and Eve, that's a myth out of nowhere, and only Dan Brown can trace its consequences to today in a crummy work of fiction. But if somebody says the founding fathers, then we can trace the steps all the way down to things we can observe today, namely the Constitution and, unfortunately, its massacre. There's an unbroken chain that makes a perfectly rational context for which there is tremendous evidence, as against random and mystical biblical stories.